Hadouka, and...
You are here, my fragment. I will set you free now.
Hey everybody, this is Gino Boost from GameMusicForAll.com.
And this is Chibima, also from GameMusicForAll.com.
And this is B-Type from your wildest and most forbidden fantasies. And we are Letters vs. Numbers, and we're a podcast, and we're saying hello to you through the medium of MP3. Hello!
Yay! Hola!
Hi!
Konnichiwa!
I don't know any other languages.
And unfortunately, after last episode when we had loads of emails, this episode we don't have any, but I think we can admit that it's not the listener's fault this time.
Yeah.
No, it still is.
Yeah, they didn't email us in the 20-minute window between recording the last episode.
Yeah, we're so recording lame. Two episodes this week.
Guys, do it work. Is, so... Email us. They
you
have
what?
Enough time. 20 minutes. They have 20 minutes to email us, and they didn't.
They still could email us. I've put shout-outs on Facebook and things, so we might get in touch that way.
Yay!
Well, you never know.
Unless they just don't care.
Just don't care.
Oh, in fact, we've already got a Facebook comment, because I left a bunch of Facebook things all over Facebook. And Brandon Lyon says that Joey can take his ratata and eat a wiener. Which I agree, I'm sick of Joey and his bloody useless ratata.
I agree. I hate those phone calls. They're just like, you know, I leveled up my Weedle today.
Yeah. Yeah. It's better
cool.
than most Weedles.
Bye. And then it's so stupid. Or they're like, I almost caught this Pokemon day, but I didn't because I suck balls. Click.
Oh, before we get more into Pokemon, because I want to talk about stuff too, I should mention that first song was Busted and Beefy from Busted's new Vision Quest EP, which you can get on Bandcamp if you search for Busted on there. Anyway, I want to talk about something I think Ma posted on it about on Facebook, maybe, or Twitter, about those letters home Pokemon, those letters to dad Pokemon comics.
Oh, yeah. Aren't those weird?
Picture. Those were awesome.
I love it so much. Which one did
it's
you
like,
read?
It's
you
like
read
somewhere
all
between Pokemon and Pictures for Sad Children.
Yeah. It's called Dear Dad Letters to an Absent Dad, because, you know, in Pokemon, they never ever talk about, like, Ash or Red Trainer's dad. So, like, it's all these, like, small comics of, like, him just, like, writing random-ass letters to his dad. Like, the worst one was, like, he's just like, Mom says she saw someone else. I yelled at her in front of my friends. Dad, when are you coming home? And it's like this picture of him crying on the floor.
And like in the other panel, it's just like Brock and Misty looking really awkward.
And then the last one I read was like him being like, Dear Dad, I saw my Butterfree go away today. And then he says something about, made me think of you. Love.
Oh,
Red
the worst
Ash.
One was or the best worst one was where he fought Entei.
Wait, what?
And the one where he fought Entei and Charizard almost died, and his mom got kidnapped.
Oh,
and he like tries to write like a regular letter about it.
I'm going to have to read these, because I've only seen that one.
Oh, you should. They're so good. Oh, speaking of Pokemon comics, there's a new Super Effective out.
Oh.
He's still doing those?
Like, yeah,
I thought he started doing that, like, 3 years ago, or like, when the game came out.
Oh, no. The last one wasn't too funny, but, I mean, it's amusing, because it's kind of true. It's basically just, like, poking at, like, healthcare and stuff, and, like, with the whole, like, Poke Center and stuff like that. I think it's, like, kind of, like, touching on, like, what's going on currently with healthcare, but I don't know.
Okay.
But.
Noted.
That's the comic that I thought was stupid and is actually not that bad, isn't it?
Yeah, you're like, it's dumb, and I'm like, read it, actually, and you did, and you're like, never mind.
That's how I review all my arguments.
It's not that dumb.
Yeah, Super Effective is like, it's either like really friggin' funny or
dumb.
Not, yeah. So like, I think he like, you know, changes it every comic too. Like, one week it's hilarious, next week it's not, the next week it's back to being hilarious.
Maybe he should just not post for ones that aren't hilarious.
Yeah. So like,
he should just like
so like post all of them, and then when people say they're not hilarious, you take them down.
Yes,
and pretend they never happened.
That's exactly what I would do.
Yeah, no. First of all, he doesn't even like update that often. Like I was saying, he's doing it like in week intervals. No, this guy, he updates his comics. I swear, like maybe like 3 times a year. That's an exaggeration, but still.
That seems like he has 35 comics in like 3 years.
Yeah. Like he rarely updates. I don't know, but
the one I missed being updated was Iga. If anyone read that one, I was in love with
that
comic.
Ooh, you had to. Yeah. I was reading that. That's so weird. It's so weird, but so amazing. I love it. I love it so much. I still think my two of my favorites is the one where it was like Valentine's Day, and it's like. It's got one with, like, Mario and, like, Peach, and it's a really cute one about, like, him, like, dressed up as a bumblebee or something. And then there's another one with, like, oh god, I can't remember the character's name. God, this is bad. You know Mario, the bone-looking character? Bone.
Oh, Dry Bones.
Dry Bones, yeah. He had a card that's like, I've got a boner for you or something.
Nice.
For Peach. And then, like, Bowser in the last panel has got, like, this card that's just like, I want to do you with my big thorny cock. Oh my god.
Yeah, I still think my favorite one was when Mario got a star and beat up Luigi and then stole Daisy and Peach from him while he was all like injured and looking all sad.
I don't know where I saw this comic, but it's like the Professor Toadsworth or whatever gives Mario a star and says, now nothing can hurt you. And, like, Mario starts, like, jumping around, killing things, and then he sees Peach giving Luigi some cake, and you just see him going back to Toadsworth looking really depressed, going, you were wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I think we should play a song.
Yeah, enough describing comics to people.
This is Comics for the Blind. That'll be the name of the episode, maybe.
Ooh, that's a good, that's right, a good name.
So what,
I like that.
What song
we'll be helping
we get
people out.
The kids into.
Kids like Rock Band.
The kids love
Ooh,
Rock
yes,
Band.
That's a good song. Who doesn't love Rock Band?
So we should.
Besides chumps.
Oh, I kind of actually do love Rock Band.
Yeah, I like Rock Band too.
Oh, okay. But yeah, that's a good song for 57.
But anyway, rock let's band. Dash all the kids' dreams with this Rock Band song.
Yes.
This is from Dwelling of Duels, or as I call it, Dodd, which you can check out at dodd.bgmix.com. And this was one of the alternate joke songs for the MAGFest month, I believe. And this is by MC Nackbar, a.k.a. Vert. And this is aptly titled Rock Band.
Enjoy.
I don't wanna be in your rock band. I want you to be on my cock. And I don't ever want you to stop. Hand over hand till you get to the top. I don't wanna play in your song. No, I just wanna play with your thong. Oh, my game ain't gonna take very long. Yo, I don't care if some of the notes wrong.
Hey yo, take the guitar and you take bass.
Alright.
I'll get up in the front with a mic in my face. Pick a song, any song, don't even care. Lo and behold, I ain't that kind of player. Y'all have fun jamming with the bros, being guitar heroes, fiddling like Nero's. You're gauging all zeros, tilting that star power.
Motherfucker, you've been here for an hour.
Bitch, please, down on your knees, don't have to beg. Cause I know you got a chill running up your leg. I fertilize eggs like they serve with some bacon. Taking and breaking them till they shells be aching.
See now,
the hip hop hero, my rhymes be ample. Ain't nobody playing fake shit on my samples. What, you think you can step up here with plastic 12? I'm like, I'm the illest of the elves. Back on your World of Warcraft. Get your headset on, be practicing your door clap. You're 30, can't buy 40 without getting carded. So grats on your ding, you're goddamn retarded.
I don't wanna be in your rock band. I want you to be on my cock. And I don't ever want you to stop. Hand over hand till you get to the top. I don't wanna play in your song. No, I just wanna play with your thumb. Oh, my game ain't gonna take very long. No, I don't care if some of the notes wrong.
Far be it from me to say it's slightly insane to pay $170 for one game with or without the full complement of fake instruments. Ain't gonna judge cause them nipples like Junior Mints. Oh, damn, is it just me or is it cold in here? Or is it that I'm putting crude thoughts up in your ear? Or is it that I'm whispering so sweetly in here? Or is it that you want a fat dick in the rear? Or is it the thought of musicians that's arousing? Whammy bar getting you ready for some carousing. When it comes to music, I'll be batting 1,000. That's the number of cities in which I own a house in.
I don't wanna be in your rock band. I want you to be on my cock. And I don't ever want you to stop. End of my hand till you get to the top. I don't wanna play in your song. No, I just wanna play with your thong. Oh, my game ain't gonna take very long. No, I don't care if some of the notes wrong.
Watching them notes raining down on your screen. I don't know what you're doing with them fingers so clean. Seems like talent you waste on a machine. How about practicing on my penis? It's a shame that you're a virtual Stone Temple pilot. Well, all the while, we could be playing in private. Playing some air guitar, why not try it? I know your thang wet, so why don't you air dry it?
I don't wanna be in your rock band.
I want you to be on my cock.
I don't ever want you to stop. Hand over hand till you get to the top. I don't wanna play in your song. No, I just wanna play with your thumb. Oh, my game ain't gon' take very long. No, I don't care if some other notes wrong. I don't wanna be in your rock band. I want you to be on my cock. And I don't ever want you to stop. Hand over hand till you get to the top. I don't wanna play in your song. I just wanna play with your thumb. Oh, my game ain't gon' take very long. No, I don't care if some of the notes wrong.
And fight with that tiny soul. Let me
And we're back to Letters vs. Numbers with Gino Boost and B-Type and Chima. You just listened to a new song that's going to be in Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker for the PSP called Heaven's Divide. It is sung by Donna Burke, and I just recently got the song. I've been, like, anticipating the song for a while now, ever since I've heard it in the trailer in TGS last year. So when I got the song, I was just completely ecstatic. And I absolutely adore it.
Are you getting the awesome. Fancy PSP that comes with it?
Oh, I want to. I want to so badly. I posted a Facebook about that, being like, hey, people should chip in for my birthday for this, because I would really, really like it. But what Gina was talking about is there's going to be a boss pack. It's going to be basically like a camo PSP with the game and a cool little bag and stuff like that. So I really want
that. And the camouflage awesome. PSP.
Yeah! Oh my god, that'd be so cool!
In case you want to play in the jungle. Happy if you'd like.
Hells yeah!
Because you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. I'll be in Florida by then, so I can go out in the swamps and play it amongst the crocodiles and stuff.
Florida is still terrifying because of that. Like, there's just swamps there, forests.
Yeah?
Like,
so it's close enough to a jungle.
It's terrifying. I like living here, where there's nothing but houses.
Yeah, but you guys have, like, earthquakes and stuff.
Yeah, but, you know.
And taxes. And ridiculous taxes.
An earthquake won't jump out of a lake and eat me.
Touché.
But, I don't know, I really love that song. It makes me really happy, and I can't wait to play it. We're already, like, a group of people that are going to Nerdapalooza are actually planning a huge, like, Metal Gear group. And we're going to get our PSPs together and play together, because there's a special feature on the game where you can play online.
Oh, okay.
And,
yeah.
So you're going to go all awesome. There and then play online?
Yep.
Nice.
Pretty much. You know, it's what we do. So we can actually play with each other.
I hate nerds.
I love them.
Like, so, see you online, yeah? Yeah, yeah, so.
Yeah, pretty much. You know what else we're going to do? We're going to get on Stickam,
too. That's why you get a DS. God. Remember how many DSs we had going at Nerdapalooza?
No.
We played, like, an 8-player session of Bomberman, and it was epic.
I wasn't there for that. What was I doing?
I have no idea. I remember it was me, Gigahertz, I think Cool Whip was playing, Colin P, and several other people were all playing Bomberman. We were all getting mad at Gigahertz because he was cheating, somehow. Bomberman I still consider to be like the ultimate multiplayer game, because it's not a game people are like, I don't know what I'm doing, I don't know the controls. No, they're just B, drop bomb, that's it. That's all you need to know.
I want to get in on some of that Bomberman action next year.
It'll be about, I'm sure.
Word.
Yes.
I can't wait for Nerdapalooza, because I'm going. I don't care if I don't book any headliners.
Woo!
Because I never watch the headliner anyway.
I do, so I think. Did I? I guess so.
I don't remember. I remember watching MC Fun a lot.
Yes.
And I remember watching a bit of MC Lars and Whitey Cracker.
I was
did
there
Did we
for
introduce
those.
Whitey Cracker?
We did. Did we? I'm not sure. I don't think
no,
so.
No, we didn't. We introduced Lars.
Yeah.
And we came on after Whitey Cracker. But we only introduced Lars because he needed to kill time, I think.
I think there was someone else that wanted to introduce Whitey Cracker. But then we let
him. Was it Hiretsu?
Maybe. Maybe he was, because he was the hype man for him.
Oh, I don't know.
It's all a blur. It's not important.
It
the important
it is
thing is we had fun and we built character.
We did.
Built character. I didn't, but I'll build some this year.
Word.
Level
I
up.
Can't wait. It's gonna be so amazing.
So yeah. Nerdapalooza, it's coming soon, so, you know, buy your tickets and buy your plane tickets and your hotel ticket.
ASAP. Everyone is going, by the way. Everyone.
Everyone.
Is going.
Everyone from the internet. The internet will be dead.
Well, so if you do stay home, you could probably download things a lot easier, I bet.
No, just set things downloading before you go. And then they'll all be waiting for you when you get back.
Yeah. That's true.
We'll get someone to, like, bootleg the entire thing for you.
Why doesn't someone just record all of Nerdapalooza? Like, all of it.
I think they do.
Then, where's my copy?
I don't know. Well, give them your laptop next time and a line out stick and say, yo, hook a brother up. And they'll be like, word.
They'll just, like, we'll just nod at each other.
Yes.
Words do not need to be spoken.
Speaking of nodding, should we play a song?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do such.
Do we have any tweets? I should ask this in between songs.
We have a tweet from Sangria. She just said, I just sneezed. That's it.
Bless you.
Yes. Don't let it happen again.
That's the only tweet we got. No, yeah.
Oh, we do have tweets, actually.
Do we?
We have one from Sound of JW, and it says... Oh, now my page isn't loading. It's from Sound of JW, who is Josh Welchow, who puts together that awesome Songs for the Cure compilation every year. And he wrote, He wrote, Dear LVN, why are you so kick-ass? What makes music worth listening to? And where can I learn how to dance?
To answer the last question, you learn to dance at clubs. Watch other people. Do a simple version of what they're doing. Make sure your ears are attuned to the drums rather than the lead or anything else, and just do simple steps in time. And as long as you're not over-exaggerating any movement, it's an acceptable dance. And then from there, you can like try out other things, like the way you move your head and stuff. But the most important thing is your feet. Make sure that your feet are moving in time to the drums, and everything else will follow. And that is how you dance.
Also, clubs are a good place because everyone's drunk, so no one will think you stand out too much. They'll just assume you're drunk too.
Or you could be simple about it and just move however you like, because everybody can dance. I don't want to hear this, I can't dance.
Oh,
BS.
Sorry, I assumed he was asking how to dance well. My mistake.
No. Everyone knows how to dance well. Everyone knows how to dance well. There's no such thing as a bad dance.
I've seen some terrible dances.
Or maybe you could also watch the documentary Footloose.
Yes. I've seen people who dance like a slowed down version of Kermit the Frog being angry about something.
But also, to answer the other question,
that's awesome.
We are kick ass because
because we must.
Yes, we have to be.
Because I'm a Moogle.
It just is.
I'm a Moogle.
Wait, you're kick ass because you're a Moogle?
Yes.
What am I?
And you're a lemming.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound as flattering as it should.
Well, I'm a lemming with an umbrella.
Yeah.
A lemming with an umbrella can fall forever, and so long as there's ground underneath him, he'll be fine.
And
Gino is a fish man.
I see.
What?
He's a fish man. Ballad of the Windfish.
Oh.
Oh, so you're Zora? That's pretty badass.
Yeah, Zoras are pretty awesome.
See? There we go.
And what makes
What makes music worth listening to? The money.
Yeah.
The money, honey.
The popularity.
The bitches
and
hoes.
The power.
The glory. And that answers
that. So I hope that answers your question.
That is why music is awesome. But
speaking of awesome music, let's play me.
Woo.
What a link.
Actually, yeah.
Yes.
B does have a song. It's called Don't Need Space Travel.
Yes.
It's pretty awesome.
Thank you. It's a remix by DSM-IV. He was the guy who did the remix of the My Parents' Favorite Music song we played a little while ago. But he doesn't have like a MySpace or a Facebook yet to pimp. Although it was the guy who used to do Clanky Robo Grub Jobs, if you remember those. But yes, this is a song that I sang, and it's on my new EP called Sneaks. It's like a demo, and it should be out now, so cop it from GameMusicForAll.com. It's pretty good. I have a Bing Crosby cover on there. Really?
Woo.
Really?
So yeah, this is me with Don't Need Space Travel. This is the first time I've played me on purpose. Anyway, enjoy.
So the moment you've all been waiting for.
Yes, 27 episodes later. Enjoy.
Ain't got no clue about what's coming next. All I know is I need to get myself in check. No disrespect to them and out of space, but their presence here is making me displace. I feel disgraced. I want solitude, but they're on the intercom like, yo, hey dude, you just made your bits, LOL. I know that it's cold, but it's definitely hell. Hold up, I didn't have a comm link on. Something's amiss here, something's wrong, I'm gone. Ride up with the satellite colliding with that space junk. I'm pumped in space, I can't hear screams. I can hear something go, hey Steve, in the back of my mind with my mind's eye. I gaze upon the noise and the stink inside. No, don't need space travel. Just sit back, let life unravel. With gravel underfoot, I walk on ether. Hanging in the vacuum, taking a breather. No, don't want space travel. Just sit back, let life unravel. With gravel underfoot, I walk on ether. Hanging in the vacuum, taking a breather. No matter where I go, no up, no down. No left, no right in my nightgown. Frown displaced by the chill of space. In the heavens, for heaven's sake. There's no atlas with the earth on his back. No Martians migrating to attack. No nothing, there's only me. And between you and me, that's one too many. Destinations, man, I can't list them. Way too many in a solar system. Substitute space stations for imagination. Then thank God, just a sec for that creation. Beauty untold, fortune for the bold. I give someone my breath to hold. Then walk out into the abyss. First you will find a way to beat loneliness. No, don't need space travel. Just sit back, let life unravel. With gravel underfoot, I walk on ether. Hanging in the vacuum, taking a breather. No, don't want space travel. Just sit back, let life unravel. With gravel underfoot, I walk on ether. Hanging in the vacuum, taking a breather. No, don't want space travel. Just sit back, let life unravel. Gravel underfoot, I walk on ether. Hanging in the vacuum. No, don't want space travel. Just sit back, let life unravel. Gravel underfoot, I walk on ether. Hanging in the vacuum, taking a breather.
I am off my medication, I am feeling kamikaze.
In this jungle of concrete, I got big balls aplenty and a cool dedication to get you reeling in your car seat.
Speakers up loud, I am bumping Slayer. It's coming down my lane, yo, they better say a prayer.
Sneak off into the crowd before you get slain. I see you in the game, but to me you ain't no player.
I see the tint of the bumper shining in his window. Sweat beads on my forehead, he better swerve quick, yo.
Families in the dumper, women finding that they're widows. I'll lead you to your death, then go hit on your chick, yo.
I embrace for impact and start to go faster. See the other driver's face and break out in laughter.
Twisted grip debris like a massive plate of pasta. Another senseless case of bloody carnage and disaster.
Let's get it.
Burning wheels, mangled steel, a tangle of automobiles. I take a head on collision, I'm on a mission to crash.
shit, I check my review like 20 times before I flip the switch. My life is sovereign, no, my mind's gone. And what's been shown sets the tone for me to meet the unknown alone. In my squad car, checking out the interstate. I made an exit and was connected with this condemn of fate. My heart rate make my body shake at this sight, cause what I'm seeing ain't right. This fire ain't nice tonight. With pride I call for backup, ambulance and FD on the scene. 5 minutes after seeing what I see, like a million degrees, the heat burns at my face. Place the tape, get out the way, the firefighters giving space. It's a race to kill the flame, but it's getting too late. This mashed mess of metal made by major mistakes. Playing games with your life ain't right for this place. The jaws of life bring a sight to a dead man's face.
Let's get it.
Burning wheels, mangled steel, a tangle of automobiles. I take a hit on collision, I'm on a mission to crash and burn.
Soggy sad sack in the back that I lack. A pudding pack is mad back. It's another day at work as I may struggle not to lurk. And as my ears perk, I hear a body bag jerk. With the hearse driver in the door, I want her in the worst way. Her hair sways the boy to hairspray. Hear her say, see you Thursday. And that's my birthday, and my thirst may come in one glimpse. Or now I focus on the body bag with all the thumbprints. No lollygagging, I unzip the body bag and see some bloody numb kid. Battered and ragged, he resembles a slave dragon that I may have had a hand in, like yummy fun. Dip my hand drips, I taste the magic. With an open chest cavity, don't call this a tragedy. I candidly take his heart and eat it so randomly. It's maddening and dark, I can see his whole family. So sad for he playing chicken in his car so retardedly.
Let's get it.
Burning wheels, mangled steel, a tangle of automobiles. I take a hit on collision, I'm on a mission to crash and burn.
Welcome back, we're Letters vs. Numbers, and that was Let's Get Bloody by the almighty GameMusicForAll.com signed supergroup Torrance.
Torrance with
a Z. I think
that
song was for a song fight. Yes, Torrance with a Z.
Which I normally don't condone, because that's kind of dumb, but this band is so awesome that they transcend such grammatical errors into something much more.
Agreed.
This is the first time I've listened to a song on here. I need to actually, like, get this stuff. I thought I downloaded it, and it didn't work. I don't know what happened. I have to re-download it or something, but it's
well,
pretty good.
The whole EP deals with a whole lot of black magic and mystical voodoo and such. It's it's a surprisingly dark album.
Let's get I like the cover album, first of all. I just got to put that out there. Like, that was, like, one of the first things I noticed when I saw it. I was just like, wow, it's a little kid with no front teeth, covered in blood. That's pretty awesome.
That's one tough kid.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, that
oh
kid,
my god.
That kid doesn't give a fuck.
That kid could probably beat up most of the people in Nerdcore.
Agreed.
Oh, easily. Easily.
Oh, we have, a Facebook comment. Fugmaster J says, you get one hippo, which person gets to ride it? I assume he means one of us, unless it's a trick question.
I don't want a hippo.
It's a trick question. I'm scared.
Do you want to ride the
hippos?
Hippo, Ma?
Sure, I'll ride the friggin' hippo.
Alright, cool. So Ma gets to ride the hippo.
Done and done.
And
watch, this is gonna turn into something bad. I could already, like, feel it right now under my skin.
Haha, you hippo riding fool.
Yeah. Hey, hippos are pretty awesome, okay? You don't want to mess with a hippo. Hippos are so vicious.
No, you're like, right. Yeah, I agree entirely. Hippos are deadly.
Yeah, you gotta watch out, man. If I come through with a hippo, no one's gonna friggin' mess with me. Cause I got a friggin' hippo, and it'll tear you.
Next episode, we'll have to designate animals for other Letters vs. Numbers members.
I want a rhino.
You want a rhino, like Rambi?
Yes. Just like Rambi.
Cool. I'm going to have to think about what I want. A hippo and a rhino are I suppose the next progression would be an elephant, but I'm not sure I want an elephant. Elephants are pretty
awesome. Elephants are so awesome.
Can I have a boar?
Grand
a giant
Magnus.
Boar? Like only... with tusks?
Well, yeah, now we're going to have giant things?
Yeah.
Like, well, that's not very, like, I want a giant alligator then. 30 feet long.
You can, well, fine. But it would have looked stupid, you guys on, like, normal-sized hippo and rhino, and me on this tiny little boar. I want one of the boars, like, out of Wind Waker.
But
then, plus, the boar would, like, smell, too.
You'd be so unique. Oh! Dude, which boar from Wind Waker? They, like, walk
no,
on, like,
no,
two
one's
legs. And they're
five. It's on four legs.
Oh, a Twilight Princess.
Oh, yeah, those things. Okay, I was thinking, like, the big stupid ones with, like, the
well, no, it
big
would look like an
and,
actual
like,
boar, but it would
spear.
Be, like, the size that people ride, like in Zelda. Shut up, guys. Just keep your rhino and your hippo. I don't give a fuck. I'll walk. I want a shark.
We don't want you in this zoo. Sharks
suck
are pretty
dick,
awesome.
I'm a shark.
Suck my dick. I'm a shark.
And with that, I think we're about ready to go into our final song.
You know it.
Word. Tell us about it, Ma. Tell us about the final song.
Okay, so I've been playing a lot of Heavy Rain lately, as I probably told you guys before. And I thought this would be a good opportunity to play the main theme song. It's the main character of the song is Ethan Mars. And it's a really touching story. It's, I don't know, like, it's pretty intense. But I really love the theme song. Like, the beginning of the game, start playing it, and I instantly fell in love with it. It's very slow, sad, melancholy, but absolutely beautiful. And I have to give props to Norman Corbell. I can't pronounce his last name, but he's the composer for the Heavy Rain soundtrack. You should get it. And, yeah, that's pretty much what sums up the Ethan Mars main theme song.
Well, we have been Letters vs. Numbers. Yeah. My name's B-Type. Cheerio.
And I'm Chibi Ma. Late.
And this is Gino Boost. Goodbye.
Bish bash bash round.
Thank you.
have to sneak it in there, or people complain.
I think we had, like, yeah, people do complain. I'm hitting stop now.
Alright, me too.